At the end of a long summer's day in 2003, a young Shannon Mullaney in her 20s was driving home from her work along the Jones Falls Expressway and looking forward to a quiet dinner. She was approaching Northern Parkway, exit 10, humming along nicely, listening to her favorite music emanating from her car radio, when it happened. That sudden, ear-shattering fingernail across the blackboard, god-awful sound of metal scraping against metal. She knew, accident. She had clipped or had been clipped by another car. She sensed from the sound that it was only a fender bender, but unnerved, she pulled over to the side. At the same time, so did the driver of the other car. They met and politely apologized to one another and exchanged insurance information. But here, the story goes off the track, or off the expressway. According to a Sun paper account of the incident, it turned out that the driver of the other car involved in Shannon's accident was, and I quote, handsome and kind, end quote. And more about that later. Well, business matters over, a shaken Shannon decided that she would like a nice, relaxing drink at a familiar tavern she knew was nearby. So, getting back into her car and on her way, she took exit 10, got off at Falls Road, then turned left and north towards the Mount Washington Tavern. In moments, she found herself unobtrusively taking a seat at the bar. But that particular seat would turn out to be a fateful one. The guy in the next seat was the same, quote, handsome and kind guy involved in the accident, the fender bender minutes ago on the JFX. Some years later, Shannon Mullaney, seated in a Starbucks on Roland Avenue, told this story. Well, in chatting together at the bar, we found we loved one another's company. We dated for a year. Then we got married. A few years later, we got divorced. End of marriage, end of quote. No, she said wistfully, I don't have the guy, but I still have the story. So do we, Shannon. So do we.